You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's in the studio with me. And on the phone, we have Larry Woolley. His Graves County Truck Pullers Association truck and tractor pull is Saturday. Mr. Woolley, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you for having us.
Larry, I understand you, Ricky Wilson, Kenny Wiggins, and Kenneth Wiggins are considered to be heaven sent by Graves County Superintendent Kim Harrison.
Well, I don't know about the heaven sent part, but we sure are proud of what we've done and what the community and the merchants and all have done to get this thing rolling and to help out these kids.
Well, let's start at the beginning. Did you all just decide to organize a truck and tractor pull 6 years ago to start the ball rolling?
Well, we're all truck and tractor pullers to start with. Us four have been in truck and tractor pulling for numerous amount of years. And to figure out a little bit about what happened, we decided we just going to put one on the first year and see how things went. And you know, if it didn't go very good, we all might have to help out of our pockets to make sure that we had money to pay it. And that first year, you know, we didn't really have no worth of the money to go. Well, when it was all over with, we made money. So we was all sitting around and said, well, now we've made money. Now what are we going to do with it? You know, we wasn't anticipating making no great deal of money. So, we can all have one thing in common, that we all had someone working in the school system. So that's how we come up with it. We wanted to go back and help out the school systems and the kids. And when we come up with this idea about the Christmas assistance program for the kids, we just absolutely couldn't think of nothing that would be no better. You know, that any time that you can help out kids, we was tickled to death to do it, and we talked to a few people, you know, that we knew that we could count on for sponsorship, and they thought that was the best ideal that they had ever heard of in their life, and they had been pulling for years and years and years, too, and it's just blossomed from there, and we're just thankful for all the good support that we have got, and you know, we just want to thank everyone that has got behind us 100%.
Now, Larry, tell me, what does it mean for an event to be a Ken 10 sanctioned event?
Well, the Ken 10 part of it is that's just an organization that we go through that supplies us tractors and trucks, and it's a sanctioned event, and that group of people follows that organization around numerous places all over the country, you know, to support different organizations and things like that. You know, we just put on pulls through that organization and its point system and stuff like that. But let me add one thing to that. It says 10-10, but we want to add a group of people that we want to thank a whole lot. And we've got a group organization, Mid-South Pullers, that's coming in and helping us this year that they have got behind us too. And they're bringing in a bunch of tractors this time that probably the people in the area have never seen a bunch of them, because there's going to be a bunch of new tractors come to Mayfield that unless you've got out and traveled and saw pulls in different parts of the country, you're going to see a bunch of new tractors at Mayfield that you have never seen before.
Now, let's reiterate. We're talking about a truck and tractor pull at the Graves County Fairgrounds on the Kentucky 121 bypass on the north side of Mayfield at 7 p.m. this Saturday. Tell me, what does the event include? Are there heats or separate competitions to get to a grand champion?
Well, it's not really the grand champion part of it, but there's eight different classes. There's going to be eight different classes at the event this year, and I won't miss them. Part of them, there's going to be pro street trucks, pro stock trucks, pro stock diesel trucks, open four wheel drive trucks, two wheel drives, super stock tractors, super farm tractors, and there's going to be a limited pro stock tractor class. So we're going to have a variety of vehicles that I don't care what kind of fan you are, you're going to find something there that you're going to like, because there's going to be a good variety of vehicles at this show.
Now, forgive my ignorance, I'll just go out and say it. What kind of weights are these machines pulling?
Well, it's really not the weight that they pull. It's the friction that sled puts on the ground. It's what makes it awful hard to pull. I'm going to say probably 60,000 pounds, probably. But wow. it, as this weight goes up, the pan scoops on the ground, and it's the friction on the ground which makes it tremendously more harder to pull than 60,000 pounds of rolling weight. You know, that weight gets up on the pan, it's dragging on the ground, and the friction on the ground is, the further you pull it, the more friction it
goes. Now, will you be in the competition?
My son will.
And what will he be driving?
He will be driving a Pro Street truck, and the other three guys that you have mentioned, Ricky Wilson, he'll be running a Super Farm tractor, and Kenneth and Kenny Wiggins, they will be running open four-wheel drive trucks, the ones with the blowers on them, the super chargers on them. So us four people have got, Ricky Wilson has really got two vehicles. He has got a Super Farm tractor, and then he has got a Pro Stock for him and another boy owns a Pro Stock four-wheel drive truck together. So us four promoters have got four different classes there that we're all competing in.
And the other drivers and competitors, are they going to be local or will they be from all over the place?
There's going to be several local people that has got trucks that we run all over the country too, but we're going to have people from Alabama all the way up here and over in central Kentucky. Maybe I know some's coming from Missouri. And, you know, we're just a great big group of fellas and gals that's come together to put on these shows that makes everything successful.
Now, I understand we're sort of cutting in and out reception-wise, but I understand that, I guess, cumulatively, your events have raised over $125,000 for the Christmas assistance programs.
In the last 5 years, we back to the Christmas assistance, and the concession stands and what we've been able to donate back is in excess of $125,000 going to help the kids out. So, fortunate on, and good Lord willing, we'll be able to do it again this time.
Mr. Woolley, thank you so much for speaking with us. Drive safely, and good luck to you on Saturday.
All righty. If you had never been there, you come on out. We'd be more than proud to have you.
Thank you. The Grace County Truck Pullers Association hosts its 6th annual Truck and Tractor Pull at the Grace County Fairgrounds this Saturday at 7 p.m.
You're listening to Sounds Good on Murray State's NPR station, WKMS. We're online at WKMS.org.